咱三个来祈祷。
Let's pray together.
至诚的上帝，感谢你，搁一摆引带阮到你的面前来敬拜你。
Dear Lord, we praise you. We thank you for bringing us in front of you so that we could worship you.
恳求主你圣灵继续甲阮三个同在。
May your Holy Spirit dwell among us.
来开启阮心灵的目睭，来了解主你话语中的奥妙。
Open our eyes and our ears to be able to understand what you say.
祈祷靠主圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
大圣，咱来看真短的一个影片。
Let's firstly view a very short video.The difference between mom and dad.
咱看到家公甲家母会无同款吼。
We will see in the film the rooster and the hens. They are very different.
老母的天性。
It's the nature of mom to feed the children.
所以咱应该有迄只家母的宽心。
So we should be like the hen to feed your kids, not like the father just take care of himself.
犹太人一句俗语安尼讲：上帝袂当化身到伫地上的每一个家庭的内面，所以伊创造了老母。
A famous Jewish phrase described that because God cannot be present in flesh in all the families on the earth, therefore He created mother.
美国一位女诗人。爱丽丝·大卫斯，伊伫送予伊老母的一个诗的内面，安尼讲：是上帝对我是真的。
A famous American poet, Alice Joyce Davison, mentioned this the following verses in her book To Mother. Yes, God is real to me.
我对你的笑容中间看见着伊。
I can see him in your smile.
我对你温柔的中间感觉到伊。
I can feel him in your kindness.
我对你美丽的灵魂的中间来认捌伊。
I can know him from your beautiful soul.
愿上帝赐福予你，老母。
May God bless you, mother.
母爱是遐尼啊的真实甲真诚。
Love from our mother is real and holy.
所以有人安尼讲，伫这地上最会当来表达上帝的疼，就是老母的疼。
Therefore, many people say that the love that can most represent God that in the earth is the love of our mother.
母爱甲上帝疼真正接近。
Mother's love and God's love can be very similar.
这是一种无条件的疼，甲牺牲的疼。
It's unconditional and is willing to sacrifice.
咱对老母所得到的疼，帮助咱来了解上帝的疼。
The love that we receive from mother can help us to understand God's love.
啊，刚才有人对细汉就失去了老母，啊，无经验到老母迄份的疼。但是咱也感谢上帝，啊，上帝伊是一位疼的源头，咱也会当对上帝疼来得到满足。
Unfortunately, some people may have lost their mother when they are young. So they are not able to experience mother's love. But yet God is the source of everything. He is the source of love. We can still receive his love and be satisfied in him.
今天是咱庆祝母亲节，啊，愿上帝祝福的所有的老母，啊，母亲节快乐，上帝丰富的恩典，也祝福在咱每一个人的家庭里头。Today
we are celebrating Mother's Day. May God bless all mothers for a very happy Mother's Day, and also may God bless all families with joy and happiness.
咱对《以弗所书》第6章第1至9第4节共读。
Today we'll study Ephesians 6:1-4 to learn about how to build a family with God's blessing.
头一点，一件理所当然的事。
The first message today is a right thing to do.
又所书第6章第1节讲，恁做囝儿的爱伫主的内面听探父母，这是理所当然的。In
Ephesians 6:1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
伫一个家庭的内面，做囝儿的应当来听探父母的教示。圣经内面讲，这是一件理所当然的事，因为讲这是一项对的代。
We consider it is a right thing to do when the children obey their parents. There's no argument about it. All children should just do it.
做囝儿的来听探父母的教导，这是理所当然的代志。That
it is a right thing to do for the kids to obey their parents.
咱爱去做这项对的代志。And
we should do it because it is right.
对父母来讲。
For the parents to do the right thing, it means that they will teach the children with God's word. As parents, we should pay attention to the children's well-being. For example, when we want to rent or buy a house, our priority is to find a good school district for them. Because we wanted the kids to receive a good education. And we also try to encourage our kids to participate in extracurricular after school.
咱毋茫囝儿当得到好的成就，当然这是真正好的代志。Because
we will want the kids to have some other achievement than the academic work, and this is a good thing to do.
另外，圣经也提醒咱做父母的一项要紧的代志，就是咱爱关心囝儿啊属灵的需要。Yet
the parents should also be mindful about one important thing mentioned in the Bible. It is to care about their spiritual needs. We need to guide our children to walk on God's path.
箴言22章第6节，安尼讲，教导囝儿，予因行伫当行的道路顶面，就是到老，因也袂偏离。In
Proverbs 22:6, start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it.
咱做上帝囝儿，咱知影信仰的要紧，但是拢有侪时阵，咱袂记得了这个重要性。Being
God's children ourselves, we know how important it is to believe in God, but sometimes we tend to forget.
在咱中间做父母，非常关心囡仔啊去学校都袂使咧迟到。
A lot of parents worry about their kids being on time in school.
Yes, they should be punctual.
Or not to be absent.
但是父母是不是真正关心每礼拜啊主日来准时来做礼拜，准时来参加囡仔主日学，也是讲唔通伫主日学啊礼拜来缺席呢？
And we should also pay attention to have them on time in Sunday's worship and participate in Sunday school.
几年前有人对五六千人的一个调查，有关家庭的生活。
Some years ago, a survey was done to thousands of people based on their family life.
主要一个问题，因安尼问。
A key questions were.
在你整个生命内面，感觉最重要的价值是甚物？
What is the most critical value in your whole life?
对你最重要是甚物？
What really mean the most to you?
97%的人，拢差不多是相关的答案。
97% of the people gave the identical answer for this most critical value.
你想法是甚物呢？
What do you think it would be?
就是家庭生活。
It's family life.
但是，因佫讲，因感觉着讲，真正艰苦甚物，就是因无够遐个时间，甲即个家庭个人相佮做伙，啊，这是共同感觉着讲，真正遗憾个所在。
And they also added that they feel bad that they don't have enough time to spend with their family together, and that was their dilemma.
咱这个少年的，这个家庭的父母的内面，大家是不是同款的感受呢？
Does the young family, the young couples, they also have the same feeling as those?
这个调查继续搁问一个问题：如果你若得到一个机会，会当有一份搁较好的工作、搁较侪的薪水、啊搁较好的这生活，但是甚至你这个工作需要占去你搁较侪你的家庭的时间，因为安尼你将搁较少的时间会当甲伊相佮做伙，啊，你将答应这份工作吗？
The survey followed up with another question. If you get opportunity for a better job that offer more money and prestige, but it will take you away even more from your family, so that you would spend even less time with them, would you take it?
87%的人Oh, yes.
And 87% of them say yes.
这受调查的人拄只讲，伫因人生的中间，感觉最遗憾的代志就是讲无够遐个时间，甲因的家庭做伙。
Okay, so these people just say that they feel sorry for not spending enough time to be with their family.
但是如果因拄着更加好的工作，这机会更加多，这收入的时阵，啊，因愿意来牺牲因的家庭相处的时间。
And now they are ready to take away even more of their family time for job and money.
因面对现实的挑战，结果妥协了。
These people do not keep their promise when the reality hits.
这种的决定就是选择一个你所知影有害的优先。
Their decision is to choose a priority that they know is harmful.
这个调查会当做父母的人的提醒，如何在家庭的生活内面做智慧的选择。
This survey should provide a good insight to parents as how to make a wise decision in their life.
伊有所书第五章十五到十七节安讲，所以恁的行为爱谨慎，唔通亲像无知的人，爱亲像智慧的人，爱善用每一个机会，因为目前的日子险恶，哎，因为安尼唔通做糊涂人，爱明白主的旨意是甚物。
In Ephesians 5:15-17, be very careful. Then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is.
上帝话语来教示咱爱有智慧，把握住啊时间。啊，夫妇彼此的三听，以及父母甲子女，啊，如何会当咱尽本分来建立一个啊，上帝所祝福、所欢喜的家庭。
God teaches us to be wise, to spend time between husband and wife, to show love for each other. This is the same for parents to spend time with their children, so that we can build a good family, a family that pleases to God and can be blessed by Him.
咱做父母的既然来知影上帝话语，对咱的教导真正要紧，所以咱爱有智慧来运用咱的时间，父母爱安排出时间来甲囝儿三甲聚会。Since
we know that God's words are teaching us to be wise and use time wisely, so there's no question that we need to find and allocate time to be with our children.
有一位作家来分享伊教会的时阵，伊的老爸带伊到伫一个湖边去钓鱼。A
writer is sharing about his own experience when he was nine. That day, his father took him out to lake to fish.
伊伫伊的日记的内面来写当日的感受，讲：哇，这是一个真棒、真赞的一日。
He wrote down his diary, he said, great, it's a wonderful day.
但是后来，年后一摆，伊甲伊的老母讲话的时阵，伊的妈妈提起着讲，伊的老母伊摆甲伊的囡仔出去钓鱼的时阵，啊，老爸倒转来的时阵，啊，甲伊的老母安尼讲，哎呀，啊，实在是浪费了一日，安尼真无意思。
Many years later, while this kid was talking to his mom about this wonderful day that he remembered, the mom said to him that when they actually come home, the dad said, oh, what a day, what a waste of time. It was terrible.
这位作家后来了解到说，钓鱼对他的老爸并不是他所爱的事情。
What the writer realized later is that fishing is not his dad's favorite things to do.
虽然那一天对老爸来讲，唔是讲哇，真正赞、真正好的一日。
Even though it was not a great day to spend a day with for fishing.
但是这个老爸，伊尽伊所做嘅到嘅，来让伊嘅囡仔感觉到讲，哇，迄种甲老爸做嘅是偌呢嘅美妙嘅一日。
Even though that was not the best way to spend the day, but the father did his best to let the son feel that it is the best time to be together.
所以，咱做父母的，应当照主的真理来教示、来关心咱的囝儿。So
as parents, we should pay attention to our children according to God's word.
多领关心因的属灵的顶面的需要，带因来敬拜上帝。We
should care about their spiritual needs and to guide them to know God.
咱来应当在当日的生活的顶面有智慧来运用咱甲囝儿三甲聚会的时间。It
is also necessary to spend quality time wisely with our children on a daily basis.
圣经讲，这是一件理所当然的事，也是讲一件对的代志。That
is why in the Bible it says, "For this is right."
父母在信仰的顶面遵守主的教示，啊，行在主的道路的顶面，咱应该做囝儿好的模样。When
the parents follow God's word and walk on back God's path to teachers. As a children, it would be necessary for for the children, when the parents follow God's words and walk on God's path, and the parents will become the children's learning model.
父母照着主的教示来教导咱的囝儿。So
the God could use God's words to teach our children.
犹所书第6章第1节，安尼讲：恁做囝儿的，爱伫主的内面听探父母，这是理所当然的。Therefore,
in Ephesians 6:1, it says, "Children, obey your parents in other words, for this is right."
而且甲咱讲，咱父母囝儿全家，大家来遵守上帝的教示，行伫上帝道路的顶面。 安尼，咱就当来建立一个真正蒙上帝所祝福、喜乐的家庭。So
now, if the parents and the children are both following God's word and they both walk on God's path, this will become a family that pleases to God and will be blessed.
第二，一条重要的诫命。The
second message today is an important command.
搁倒转来伫《约书亚》第6章第2到第3节，安尼讲。 爱孝敬父母，啊，你就事事亨通，伫世上享长岁寿。啊，这是第一条带着应允的概念。
In Ephesians 6:2-3, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth.
圣经教示咱做囝儿爱孝顺父母。
The Bible teaches us to honor our parents.
上帝因着咱有孝顺的心甲行为，来祝福咱，互咱事事亨通。啊，圣经内面甚至讲，啊，上帝赐咱长岁寿。
When we follow His command by honoring our parents, God will bless us with long and good life.
咱对这个经文啊，可以来了解。咱甲父母中间有和谐的关系，这是非常要紧。
From these verses, we should know that it is important to stay in harmony with our parents.
如果咱甲亲生咱的父母都拢无法度来维持和谐的关系，啊，咱袂当甲最亲的人有这样的这愉快这关系时阵，安尼。咱怎样会当甲其他人有和谐的关系呢
？When we fail even to keep a good and peaceful relationship with our own parents who are close to us, it might even be harder for us to build a smooth relationship with others.
当咱甲咱最重要的亲人的关系破裂、怀恨、对敌。啊，这种影响咱的心情，未当甲其他的人好好的相处。
It is hard to get along with others when we would always hold grudges against our own family members. Our emotion can be disturbed.
因为安尼，可能咱伫做代志顶面就焦虑又了无顺利。
When our emotions are disturbed, it can be possible that we constantly in a bad mood, and to have not be able to handle things peacefully.
咱甲生咱的父母，啊，咱最亲的人，这好的关系，咱的心情啊，真正愉快啊，伫一切的代志顶面啊，就可能会当真正顺遂来维持落去。所以，伫只讲一个友好父母的人，可能伊就长岁寿。
On the other hand, when we have a good relationship with our parents in the family, we tend to be happy and we can achieve things better and easier. And therefore, when we stay in a good mood, our life can last longer.
圣经讲，孝顺父母，这是上帝的命令，做囝儿的咱应当来尽一份的责任。
The Bible says, honor your parents, it is God's order.And we need to follow it.
Brian Keith 的一个见证，啊，这个 Brian， 伊的老爸在伊的城里，在这个消防组的里面在工作。
Here is a testimony from Brian Keith. Brian's father, he works as a firefighter in their own hometown.
啊，细汉的时阵，伊甲伊的兄弟时常爱到伫伊的老爸工作的所在去参观。
When Brian was young, he and his elder brother loved to visit the firehouse.
等伊若每摆去的时阵，伊老爸拢会给伊每一个人一个蛋吼，一个铜币啊，十仙的啊，去这个可口可乐的这个门市的所在啊，去买一罐可乐。
Every time when they went there, the dads would give them a dime, which is 10 cents, to get a Coca-Cola from the vending machine. At that time, one Coke is only 10 cents. When Brian was 10 years old, he brought two friends to visit the firehouse in a hot summer day.
啊，当参观最后的时阵呢，这个 Brian 对伊的老爸安尼讲：“嘿，爸爸，我每一个人的甚至会当安尼，你给我钱来买一罐 Coke。”
At the end, Brian asked his dad to give each one of them a dime to buy a soda.
Yes.
The dad hesitated a little bit, but he said yes at the end. So even though the father hesitated a little bit, he still gave each kid one dime to buy the soda. After they bought the Coke, they opened it, they saw a star marked on the bottle cap. The promotion at that time was that if you collect 9 caps with a star, you will receive a hat. Brian has 7 caps at home. And he was lucky to get another one on that day. After they left the firehouse, Brian went out with his friends in the afternoon. When he got home, he overheard a conversation between mom and dad. The mom was a little bit upset. She said, "You should have just said that you..." No. The mom was a little bit upset, so she said, "You shouldn't have given him the money to buy soda. If you told him that you did not have the money for soda, he would have understood. Those money are for you for lunch. The kids have to understand that we do not have any extra money, and you need those money for your lunch. After Brian heard about this, he ran upstairs. From that day on, Brian promised to himself that he will pay back to his father for all the kindness that once he grew up. When he was older, he started his own business. His business is good. One day he saw that his father's car is old.
So he
So when he saw his father's car is old, he has a plan. He told his father that he needs to buy a new car and wanted the father to come along and help him to pick up a new car. In the dealer's showroom, the dad saw a very nice brown pickup truck. They also went throughout the cars. The dad suggests him to buy a smaller car with better mileage. So he decided to take a smaller blue pickup truck.
3 days后, Brian 打电话给他老爸说，跟他一路就去吃，看车。
3 days later, Brian called his dad, asked him to go again with him to the dealership to pick up the truck.
等因到你车行的时阵，那只棕色真水的pickup呢，啊停底下，啊边啊停一只蓝色的这个pickup。
When they got there, next to that blue pickup truck that they decided to buy, is a pretty brown pickup truck with a sold sign on it.
那两只车的窗啊门拢打着白啊，讲已经sold，卖掉了。
And both pickup trucks were sold.
囡仔叫老爸先入去找这个推销员，啊，当老爸进入去的时阵，哇，将迄只伊所爱迄、那个啊棕色的迄、那个皮夹底啊摸来摸来，感觉足意啊，但是迄只车已经无人。
Brian told the father to check in with the salesperson, and he recognized the slight disappointment on the father's face when he saw the sold sign on the brown truck.
Brian 当看到伊老爸迄种个失望
，He recognized that the dad was disappointed that the truck was sold.
当然，伊个囝已经甲 salesman 事先讲好势，伊就是只有干呐要爱买一只 Brian 迄个。综合式的一只车来，伊的老爸。
So Brian's plan was that he is already talked to the salesperson that he will buy the brown truck for the dad.
所以，伊老爸进入去的时阵呢，这个啊推销员就啊将一只棕色的这个皮卡穿的这个首饰来交伊老爸。
So when the dad went into the office, the salesperson asked the dad to sit down and gave him the key for the brown truck.
当然，伊个老爸真感动。后来时阵呢，伊老爸来问这个 Brian 安尼讲，讲但是呢，迄裤夹裤内管啊，迄个管啊挂，啊顶面底啊有一粒星，你伫个搭伫迄个驾驶盘的顶面，迄是啥物意思呢？
So of course, the dad was really thrilled that the son has a plan for him to get that brown truck.And afterwards, the dad asked Brian, what was that about the Coca-Cola bottle cap that was tapped to the steering wheel and it has a star on the center?
这就是 Brian 来记得伊一直对老爸的一个诺言。
That was a sign of promise that Brian kept for himself.
伊必定要来报答老爸对伊牺牲的疼。
He wanted to pay his father back for all the sacrifice that he did for him.
就亲像迄只伊老爸来牺牲伊的烂就一样，来给伊只囡仔来买裤壳，互甲伊，互伊只朋友。
That the father sacrificed his lunch for the coke for his friends.
伫迄个。管啊管，一直来提醒伊，以及其他真侪这代志，啊，父母对因的牺牲。
The star on the cap remind him of all the sacrifice that the dad and the parents has done for him.
当然，咱唔是讲开车来送父母，这只是对父母的友好。
Of course, to honor your parents is not just spending money or buying a truck.
咱的生活啊，得必须做做这方式来表达咱对父母的这种的友好。
There are many different ways to express our love for them.
咱对父母爱有尊重、有关心，实际上的支持等等这些代志。
Such as being respectful, caring about them, helping and support them.Throughout their lifetime.
所以咱对父母的照顾，唔通看作是一种的担当。
Do not consider taking care of our parents is a burden.
乃是上帝赏赐予咱的一个祝福。
It is a blessing comes from God.
孝敬父母，这是上帝啊所赏赐咱一个诫命，并且带应允的诫命。
Honoring our parents is God's command, and it comes with blessing.
上帝应允咱安尼做，甚至祝福咱事事亨通，啊，并且长岁寿。所以因为安尼，咱搁较愿意来实践啊这条蒙福的概念。
We should be more than happy to do it, especially while God promised us that He will give us a long and good life if we follow Him.
最后一件唔通忽略的事。
The last message today is a thing not to ignore.
比如所书第六章第四十讲，恁做老爸，唔通惹囝儿的生气，只要照着主的教示甲警戒，养育因。
In Ephesians 6:4, fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
父母应当照着主的教示真理来教导囝儿。咱应当用温柔、疼心、甲耐心来对待囝儿。
As parents, we should use God's doctrines and words to raise our children. We shall also have love, gentleness, and patience while we are with them. Kids get angry sometimes. But why? Kids are basically pure and very naive. And while we discipline them with our own attitude, we might not treat them fairly and just.
It
might cause the kids to complain and feel that we are not reasonable. Therefore, it is important to bear God's love and patience while we discipline the kids. Then the kids will not feel that they are mistreated. When a kid is constantly feel mistreated, they might be depressed. Discipline kids with God's words and encourage them with God's love. This is a principle. With God's love, we encourage the children, and this is how we should handle it.
美国家过去一个真出名的一个人物啊， Carnegie.
Dale Carnegie. Dale Carnegie is a very famous entrepreneur in America.
这个卡内基出生在我们美洲的旧卡，这个西北边一个真正庄卡，叫做Merrillville的休闲区，一个真善家的农民的家庭。He
is born in a very poor farmer house in Merrillville in northwest Missouri.
小孩的时候是公斤非常调皮的一个叛逆囡仔。
He is an active bad manner and bad behaving
kids.
When he was 9, his father remarried to Amanda.
对这个Amanda新的这个太太弟啊，安尼讲讲，亲爱，请你留心注意这个全军最上歹的一个囡仔。
His father introduced Dale to his stepmother by saying that, "My dear, this is the worst kid in the whole county." I have no way to handle this kid anymore, and it is possible that he will just pick up a stone and throw at you the next day.
做小学老师的这个继母阿曼达微笑，啊来这个吼，啊这个家己的这个看来给小看来这爷爷安尼头家给扶起来，扶完起来安尼给看下，啊对伊的丈夫安尼讲，讲你错了。The
stepmom Amanda, who is also an elementary school teacher. She responded to his words with a smile, holding Dale's face and looking into Dale's face, and she said to the father, "You are wrong, my dear." Dale is not the worst kid in the county. On the contrary, he is the smartest and the one with the most creativity. He just needs to find a way to express his passion.
进入这些话，或者是看那字呢，心内感觉都非常的感动。
This word touched Carnegie's heart deeply.
从来无人捌甲侮辱。
This boy has never ever received praise from anyone.
所以感动甲流目屎。
So the words from the stepmom were so touched that he started to cry.
就凭着这句话。伊甲继母建立了深厚的感情。
With her kind words, they built a strong relationship ever since.
也建立伊立志向上，来帮助了以后千千万万的人。
He was motivated to be a good person, and we know that he further helped thousands of people to strive for excellence.
卡内基十四岁的时阵。伊的继母买了一个二手货，这个打字机，较早是马牛啊，用手拍啊来买货的，对伊讲，讲你将来会成做一个啊真出名的作家。
When he was 14, his stepmother brought him an old typewriter and said to him, "You will become a writer."
卡内基真正受到伊的老母的感动。甲疼的期待，所以真正努力向上。
Carnegie felt the love and the hope in her, so he worked very hard.
最后，伊无辜负伊的老母的厚望。
He did not let her down.
伊写了古纳本的全球真出名的这册。
He owns many bestseller books.
其中一本是如何引出友谊及影响其他的人。
And one of them, the title is How to Win Friends and Influence People.
卡内基的老母是一位非常虔诚的基督徒。
Carnegie's mother is a faithful Christian.
伊用上帝听来鼓励。
She demonstrates God's love to encourage the young boy.
因此来造就了卡内基。
So he could be successful.
啊，并且来成就真侪人的祝福。
And he became a blessing to many others.
咱做父母的应当用上帝听来鼓励咱的子女，这是一项袂当忽略重要的代志。
We can see how important it is to raise our children with God's love. This is a principle that should not be ignored.
感谢上帝，今仔日咱庆祝母亲节，啊，真正就亲像伫起头啊所提起的，就是讲啊，伫这个世上最会当来代表上帝的听，就是老母的听。
Praise the Lord! We are celebrating Mother's Day together. As I mentioned at the beginning of the sermon.The closest to love, God's love in earth is the love from our own mother.
咱感谢上帝，借着老母，予咱更开朗来了解上帝。
Let's be thankful that through our mother, we can understand even better about God's love.
让咱大家借着上帝话语，共同来建立一个蒙上帝所祝福、喜乐的家庭。
Let's follow God's word and build a family that can please God.Let's pray together.
至圣父上帝，我感谢你，赏赐我每一个人有一个老母来使我到这个世界。
Dear Lord, thank you so much for bringing us mother in our world.
让我对着母爱来了解主你的天。
Through our mother's love, we understand the love you have for us as well.
感谢我有人也对细汉就来失去着老母，又愿我对的你的疼来了解疼的意义。
Even though some of us might lose a mother when we are young, but we could still go through your love to understand what is the unconditional and sacrificial love.
本来在亚利的任何的我的处境的中间，你拢亲像父母牺牲的疼来的疼我。
We know that your love will be with us.In the good and bad situation.
让我们少年的年轻的家庭，父母也会晓用主的疼来疼子女。
In all the young families, please help them to use your words to raise their children.
让我们做子女的，站在你的面前来友好父母。
As children, we will also honor our parents with your word.
祝你啊，帮财富安，祝福你每一个家庭，会当充满着祝你的听。
Please bless each family full with your love.
啊，你祈祷可做圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.